And on this Monday morning, you are listening to the show.
And on this Monday morning, you are listening to the perfect mix of BBC, NPR, and KJZZ News. Find us at 91.5 KJZZ.org and, of course, on the free mobile app. Also, ask your smart speaker to play KJZZ. Well, good news in Valley traffic. Eastbound on the Santan Loop 202, the earlier crash at Lindsay, that's been moved to the left shoulder, and all lanes there are back open. Plenty of sunshine all week long is what we're expecting. Highs mostly in the mid-70s. It'll be 76 today. It is 52 degrees right now at 924.
KJZZ is supported by Alliance Bank of Arizona. At Alliance Bank of Arizona, it's not just about understanding your numbers. It's about a banker who understands your business. Bank on accountability with Alliance Bank of Arizona, a division of Western Alliance Bank, member FDIC. Find more information at AllianceBankofArizona.com.
Good morning. It's the show on KJZZ 91.5. I'm Mark Brody in Phoenix. Still ahead, Super Bowl 55 is in the books, and while the game was less than stellar, the ads featured many familiar faces.
Welcome to Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. As a local access show, we want everyone to support local restaurants.
But we'd never manipulate you the way all these other commercials do.
We'll take a look at this year's Super Bowl ads and how marketing has changed in the past. Arizona could have a roughly $2 billion surplus for the new fiscal year that starts on July 1st, despite the economic uncertainty and turmoil brought on by the pandemic. And that's led to a number of ideas at the state capitol for what to do with that extra money. But some segments of the state's economy have been hard hit by the downturn, including leisure and hospitality, while others mainly just keep chugging along. Joining me to talk about where the state is economically and where it might be going is economist Jim Rounds, president of Rounds Consulting Group. And Jim, as we've been looking over the past year or so of the pandemic, are there particular segments or sectors of the Arizona economy that have held their own or even done well during this time?
Yeah, so there's a disparity in both talking about sectors and segments. And what I mean by that is, in terms of the sectors, tourism got hit particularly hard, where we've seen net gains in trade, transportation, and utilities. That's one of the names of the categories that where they track the data. And so you've seen a shift away from the purchase of the services to goods. And so that's being picked up in some of the data. But we're still down jobs. In terms of the segments, this really has disproportionately impacted the lower income individuals. And that is an area of concern because those are the individuals that tend to have a little bit less in the bank account in terms of their savings to get through some of these tough times. So it's been a very different recession depending on your industry and your socioeconomic status.
I would imagine one's ability to work remotely also has impacted how well that industry or that individual is doing, right?
Yeah, and there's some concerns primarily among real estate folks, and they're legitimate concerns because people are going to be working more from home. You're going to need less square footage per employee. But at the same time, these businesses are becoming more efficient.
So when you talk about how a lot of lower income jobs and folks in those jobs have been disproportionately affected, I'm curious about how that relates to what you just mentioned in terms of more efficiencies and maybe more automation. You know, we've seen, for example, in some hotels where you can check in at a kiosk instead of having to interact with a human being for COVID reasons. But if that sort of thing stays, that seems like that's lost jobs.
Yeah. And so it's lost jobs on a short-term basis if you have the right public policy to back it up. And so, for example, if you have a disproportionately high minimum wage, or you have a shift in technology or how the economy is functioning, like what we're seeing right now with this COVID recession, you have initial job losses, but then you have to have complementary workforce training programs. And when you have the complementary workforce training programs, that's really the better thing to do to help people. That's helping them move up the ladder or hop to a taller ladder and keep climbing because they're going to another industry. And so I think long-term, we can take care of that. Short-term, there indeed are going to be some problems. Another thing that people aren't talking about is we've also seen a disproportionate impact of women in the workforce. Many are having to stay home to take care of the kids when they're out of school. And my concern is that a lot of those that were moving up the ladder may not necessarily get their jobs back.
When you talk about job training programs, I mean, that's been an issue for years here in Arizona. Are we doing a good enough job? I mean, is there enough investment in those kinds of programs to help the number of people that are going to need it or could use it?
We're doing a good job, but we could be doing a better job. I think that we have to focus on a number of different things. And just for a couple of quick examples, one of the things that concerns me the most is the poverty issues in K-12 because it has a direct impact on attainment levels. On the community college side, they have a number of different responsibilities, but they're going to have to shift a little bit towards some of the high-tech but non-four-year degree type of education. And at the university level, we really need to support things like the New Economy Initiative and others where we can get more of the tech people, because even though we're growing well in terms of rate of job growth or rate of income growth, we're still lagging behind our economic development competitors quite a bit when you look at per capita personal income and those measures. We need to think bigger after this downturn, much like we had to do that after the Great Recession.
So with reference to folks who are still struggling and will probably continue to struggle for some time, are you looking at the dreaded K-shaped recovery where some people do really well and others don't?
So it's not really a K, and this has come up a lot, it's not really a K-shaped downturn. It's more of a K-shaped impact on individuals in kind of an initial V-shaped downturn that is then flattened a little bit, and it'll take another year or so before we get the jobs back. Because a lot of those individuals, as soon as we get people vaccinated, the economy opens up more, those lower income individuals are going to get all those jobs back. It just was, they were hit initially much more severely, and they haven't quite caught up to the middle and higher income groups. I do think that we have to look at issues like affordable housing. I think we have to look at issues like unemployment insurance. And it's not, again, suddenly shifting from an economic focus to socioeconomic. All these different things have an impact on economic health. All of these things impact the ability of kids to do well in school, people to want to continue to do workforce training programs, things like that. To have a healthy economy, it translates into healthy tax collections, which lets you invest more. So we really need to go all in right now. After the Great Recession, we went all in. We created new economic development programs, did tax policy reform. After that, we had regulatory reform and a number of others. We have to do something big coming out of this one. And I think it's going to maybe take the next three sessions to do it right. I'm just hoping that people use calculators this time, where what I'm seeing so far worries me a bit, because I'm not seeing much math being done on a lot of the proposals.
What would something big look like in your mind that would be good, that would be using math and calculators?
Given the budget situation, the extra revenue, what I would like to see is maybe some very modest but targeted tax policy changes, something where it can be directly tied to additional economic activity that otherwise wouldn't be here. So you get a positive return on your investment. I'd like to see much more money go to the university's New Economy Initiative. I'm a little concerned about the low-income housing tax credit proposals that are out there. I would like to see that investigated further through the next year and have that in year two. And in the meantime, add money to the housing trust fund and deal with some other smaller scale issues. So I think if we put together a good package this year, but we don't go overboard, it'll give us options for the following year, and then we can fine tune. If we get to that, we'll be growing in terms of volume, but also high quality, and we will be the national leader when it comes to growth in all of the important categories. Being top five is great, but I want to be number one, but it's going to take some work, and we're going to need some bold leadership.
All right. That is Jim Rounds, president of Rounds Consulting Group. Jim, as always, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks much.